Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Ryan Records
and Weston Graham.
Welcome back, Weston, and we have a packed show. We are so excited. So much going on in the world of sports. We are going to get started with March Madness. The Duke Blue Devils are out. It is beautiful.
Bracket buster.
I'm so happy. I don't even care that I had Duke winning. I can't stand, anyone who knows me knows I cannot stand Duke. Congratulations to Michigan State on pulling off the incredible feat. I think you would have to agree Duke's season is a failure.
Absolutely. You have to make a Final Four appearance when you have the top prospect in the last 20 years.
They had the top three recruits in the country and four of the top 10 and five of the top 25.
What do you think it comes down to? Is this coaching? Is it the lack of a bench?
I think the depth hurt them for sure. I know I'm going to get some backlash for this, but I don't think Coach K is as incredible. He's obviously great. There's no doubt about it. But we talk about him like he's
the best coach in NCAA history. Yeah, is he? And, well, I guess so.
Well,
it's
we have to really look at what's going on. We're in an era right now of instant gratification.
That is true. That is definitely true.
And we're asking young athletes to do something that they've never been asked before. And over the last decade, it's just getting ramped up to a higher and higher level of asking kids to take on the roles of adults. And you look at the teams that are left, and you got veteran leadership on these teams.
Yes.
You don't have players that are there for 1 or 2 years. I mean, the Kentucky Wildcats, being a fan, and now I'm a casual fan because I don't like learning 7 new names a year. that's the honest truth. I love the days of Kalina Azubuike. I liked it when we used to have Rondo and Marcus Cooper. You know, I grew up with Antoine Walker and Jamal Mashburn. I remember the days of developing talent. And that's when Coach K made his money. I mean, he won his last two titles on the back of Kyle Singler.
Yeah,
Did he go in the top three in the draft?
No.
You know, this whole entire generation, this era that we have, is really just it's knocking down all of these young athletes and putting them in a place that they don't need to be at. Mm-hmm. You know, you're saying that five freshmen should have carried Duke to a title.
Well, I mean, when you're four of the top 10, I would say yes. When you have Zion Williamson, he might be the greatest college basketball player in the 21st century. Am I wrong?
You're not. I would agree.
He's
a freak athlete for sure.
He's a freak. And the way
you know
Duke
a guy that actually was
too,
really good was Greg Oden that a lot of people look over.
Oh, I love Greg Oden.
He was a phenomenal.
I'm a Buckeye.
You remember he was
that.
What like a 21-14
yes.
guy?
Yes.
I mean, people like to leave him off of the best prospect list of the last 50 years,
oh, yeah.
20 years,
oh,
but
yeah,
Greg Oden is at the top.
He's completely disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah, 100% agree with you.
Since LeBron, I think Greg Oden's actually the biggest prospect to hit the league, and he just was a bust, and so nobody agrees with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. And it's funny. It's funny. People saying, like, Kevin Durant, Zion's the best prospect since Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant wasn't that big of a prospect. Like, he was obviously a decent prospect, but no one thought he'd be where he is right now, obviously, in terms of the level of play he's at. They just skinny dude, can't defend. He can shoot very well, but no one thought he'd be at this level. And like you said, Greg Oden was a can't-miss prospect. He really was
right.
A can't-miss prospect. And being a Buckeye, having the privilege to watch him, his play backed it up. It was incredible in college. Obviously, the stuff happened in Portland. Unfortunate, but you are 100% right. That being said, though, Zion Williamson is a 6'6", 280-pound freak of nature that moves faster than guards. And the way Duke lost that game, going to R.J. Barrett down the stretch instead of Zion Williamson, was pretty bad. R.J. Barrett took 4 shots in the final 2 minutes compared to Zion's 1 shot. I mean, come on, man.
That's coaching.
I would agree with that. That's not good. That's not Duke.
You know, I've noticed this about Barrett ever since the first time I watched him. He's a Kobe. He wants 30 shots a game. He's the kind of guy, you know, not every basketball player can say that.
Yeah.
I can take 30 shots a game, but Barrett is that guy. And whoever takes him early in the draft this year, they're going to be getting a great NBA player in the future. he will be a guy that can average 35 points a game. Because this new era of basketball, that's the way we're headed. We're probably headed to shorter 35?
Shot. 35?
Yeah. I really believe by the time that he turns 25, 26 years old, so in about 7 years, right, you know, when he matures, I believe he could be a 35-point-a-game guy. But I think that that's going to become the norm in the future. We're going to start seeing more guys that are scoring 30 points a game. You know, over the last 5 years, there's probably been 7 30-point-per-game seasons. You know what? That's probably a little high, because for a while there, we didn't even have the points-per-game leader at above 30. But I could see R.J. Barrett, you know, once he develops into an older guy, once he matures a little bit, he's somebody that'll take those 30 shots like Allen Iverson or like T-Mac, like Kobe. He's that guy, and you saw it at the end of the game, and it wasn't the first time this year that Zion was, like, pretty much alienated from his team at the end of a game, and R.J. just tried to take over.
All right.
So
Let's not take anything away from Michigan State here, though. They're a strong 2 seed. They played fantastic defense.
I would argue they should have been a 1 seed.
The sure. best.
I would definitely make that argument. I think they were a top 14.
Maybe it played in their favor.
The best coach in college, Mike Izzo.
Tom Izzo. He's definitely he's incredible. That's for sure. He's been dominated by Coach K in his career, though. So this is good for him to get that one over. And like you said, I think Ryan or Weston made the point. It is difficult to expect freshmen to get to the Final Four. All the teams that remain: Virginia, veteran leadership. Michigan State is the epitome of veteran leadership. Texas Tech, best player is a sophomore in Jarrett Culver, who I personally think is going to be an NBA All-Star once he gets drafted. I'm a huge fan of Jarrett Culver. And then you have Auburn, who they're just.
I think that was the big upset of the tournament so far, was Auburn taking out Kentucky.
Shout out to Bruce Pearl, right?
Yeah, Bruce Pearl.
I mean, look at him turning that program around. I mean, Tennessee's doing great, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like the best thing for both parties. You know, they separated, they went their own ways, and now they're both doing well.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they beat him without Chuma Okeke was astounding to me. It really was. So give credit to Auburn. They're just scorching hot right now. If you had a prediction, who's going to cut down the nets in Minneapolis?
Oh, there's no doubt Michigan State's winning. And that's my pick. I can't even pick any of the other three.
I have to agree with you, Weston.
Izzo's been there. He knows how to get these guys up for it. I've seen him time and time again go to the Final Four and just cruise right through it. You know what I mean? I can't bet against
him. First time.
So we got 2 Sparties. We're going to make it a clean sweep. I think Sparty's going to cut down the nets as well. Congratulations to Alex Baker, big-time Sparty fan.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves, Alex.
No. Yeah, because I picked Duke in the hopes that would be the, that would be the last straw for him, and it seemed to work.
Yeah, I like it.
I couldn't believe I picked Duke.
Yeah, I know. I picked them too. I'm happy they lost, though. That's all I care about. I can't stand their program. Just a lot of obnoxious brats, in my opinion. But
you know, Duke is just – I've never seen a team change the way that I've seen Duke change.
Right?
I mean, Duke used to be something that you respected. And now, like, I get it. You know, if you're Coach K and you have the top 5 recruits coming to you saying, I'd play here, then, yeah, I'd give them a scholarship too. But I miss the days when Coach K coached.
Look, and we can talk about Coach K all we want. He's got the regular season wins. He's been at Duke for 40 years. In his 40 years, he has made the Final Four only 12 times. That's 30%. And he has only won a national championship 5 times. 12.5%. It's not as good as people want to talk about. I'm sorry. The truth hurts.
No, come on. That's a 6,000-kid school. That is a school that basketball players don't go to. You know, Duke is a school. If you go to Duke's campus, I bet we could find the whole entire basketball team just walking around from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I bet they're very easy to find. You know what I mean? Like, that is...
If we want to talk about Coach K like he's the greatest, I expect championships.
Oh, he got that gold medal.
Oh, please. Oh,
But come on, man. Five national championships is great.
It is. I'm not saying that. But if he's the greatest of all time, he should be able to win more than 5 out of 40.
Come on. Wooden's the greatest of all time, and that won't ever be passed. That's
thank you.
You know, that's thank what's you. One of those guys right. that even if you,
I agree with that.
You know, we have to break that down in the errors. That's like comparing guys from the 70s to guys today in the NBA. It's kind of not fair.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how he used to get all those players, but
we will get into the NBA right now. In fact, the Washington Wizards made a big time move. Ernie Grunfeld is gone
after 18 years.
18
good
years.
Woo! Riddance.
Got the champagne on ice already? There it is.
Celebrate, Wizards fans. Floor's yours.
Man, where to start? He's been to the playoffs 8 times in 18 years, been through 3 or 4 rebuilds by now, and it's finally over, guys. We can start focusing on a new, brighter tomorrow. The Wizards have hit the floor, and will they get up? We'll see. I think there's going to be a lot more moves coming this offseason. They might be going into tank mode. They might be strapping up for, you know, the playoffs next year. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out with the new GM, who I heard might be Chauncey Billups.
Whoa. Yeah, I've heard.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
That he is a candidate. The Wizards right now, their main candidate, the one they're trying to get, is Tim Connelly, president of basketball operations for the Denver Nuggets. Highly unlikely he will leave that situation, but the Wizards will try nonetheless. That is their number one target from all reports out there. I doubt, like I said, it's going to be hard for him to leave that situation that he's created now at Denver.
Right.
But we will see what happens.
You know, I think Leonsis, he saw his opportunity. And he said, you know what? The Nationals are about to be
oh,
in the
boy.
Tank.
Oh, boy.
They're about to be the worst team in their division for the next 5 years. I got to do something to, you know, get this fan base of Washington, D.C. excited. And he finally did it, man. He you know, I'm pretty sure Leonsis, he inherited Grunfeld.
Yep.
When he
bought the
when
team.
He got the team, yeah, he inherited Grunfeld. And, you know, they've always said that Leonsis has, like, he's got, like, That's his worst quality, is he can't let people go.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, he just it's almost like he feels bad for them or something. It's like he won't let them go, you know. And it's finally time. I don't know what happens. I would love to see them trade Beal. You know, the Lakers are going to be desperate for somebody. And
yes,
when it comes up, I'd like to see that move. I don't know if it's going to be possible. The real move I'll see to the Lakers is Ben Simmons is going to be there this offseason.
I don't see that.
That's my prediction.
Too bold of a prediction.
That's my prediction.
So
Lonzo Ball is a Philadelphia 76ers starting next year.
Nah, I'm not gonna agree
with
that.
Yeah. I could see Beal leaving though.
Yeah, but I could see those being the two guys that go to LA is Bradley Beal and Ben Simmons, a guy that can't shoot a three and a guy that can shoot a three. You know,
which is why the guy who can't shoot a three will not be there, because LeBron needs players who can shoot threes, and both are ball dominant players.
Let's just say what it is. LeBron, it was nice. He had a great run. But his time is over.
His time's not over. Stop
his time's
it.
We're in a renaissance of the big man. And the best big men, the top five big men to play in LeBron's career are all playing right now. So I don't want to hear that LeBron's not over. No, LeBron is finally going up against bigs
over.
For the first time in his career.
It's not over, man. Stop.
He got you a title.
It's not over.
He got you one. But no, Grunfeld finally being fired, that's it's about time. That was a long time coming.
It's about time.
I mean, that's a long time coming.
So, with the Wizards, Ryan was talking about the potential direction. Weston was talking about the potential direction. I agree with Weston. I think they need to tear it down. And I'll tell you why I think they need to tear it down. I think, number one, you have to get off John Wall's contract. That is the number one requirement, in my opinion. You have to find a way. If it means using Beal to get off Wall's contract, fine. Because that contract is going to be an abomination. I'm sorry. Two torn Achilles for a Supermax? John Wall's had a great career. He's an all-star point guard so far. But coming off two Achilles surgeries, you're never going to be the same player.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's been a time where someone's come off two torn Achilles, not named Arian Foster, who has come back and lost his burst. Yeah, that's true. Even Arian Foster lost his burst. So, I mean, I just
don't think the Wizards will be able to move his contract because it's ginormous and people know these are at play. So,
yeah, you got
the Wizards are
kind of
stuck.
You guys know me. I love John Wall. You know, I'm a Kentucky guy. I watched him in
sir.
College.
Big Blue.
Yeah, BBN. And, you know, I love him. But last season he proved that he came in. He went into that training camp in the USA.
Fat.
He looked like he didn't work out at all. And what happens when you don't work out and then all of a sudden you start going and practicing at a professional level? You tear stuff. You get hurt. And I really believe that that injury started at the USA training camp and he kind of kept it under wraps through training, you know, through the training camp with the Wizards. And it just continually got worse. And then it got to a point where he was like, I need surgery. You know, because that guy, remember, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Wizards had no idea that he had something wrong with him. And then, like, it was like a two-week period to where it was like, is John Wall okay? And then next thing you know, he's on the surgery table.
Right.
Now, I love Wall. If we can get rid of Beal and get some value back for Wall, if he can, like, build a little bit of stock back next year, because he doesn't have to play.
Well, he's not going to play next year.
He's not going to play at all?
No.
Not until January.
No, I don't think he's going to play at all next year. He, remember, he tore his Achilles, guys. And
oh, yeah, that's right. He injured it in his...
Yeah, in his shower.
You know what? I completely forgot about that. No, it was in his kitchen. He slipped in his kitchen.
Or wherever it was, but he retore it in... Remember, I think it was late February. He retore it. So he's not going to play next year.
Yeah, remember Juju? He made the comment about what's going on, LOL. And he's like, I'll see you around. You know what I mean? Like, I like what he brings to the team, but that's a big contract.
There's always a sucker out there. There's always an idiotic team that will do it just for the publicity. There's always. I mean, if we didn't have Colin Sexton, the Cavaliers would be hooting and hollering at the top of that list. The Knicks, I'm sure they strike out on free agents, might be a little desperate.
Maybe a Miami.
Yeah, Miami, right.
I expect Miami to make a run here at free agents and make a team in the future. It could be this offseason. That could be where Kyrie and KD end up. You know, who doesn't want to live in South Beach?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine if those two went to where LeBron went to, and instead of getting 2-4, they got like 3-3?
Yeah, but I don't think they're getting 3-3 in the finals that they went together.
No, no, but what I'm saying is could you imagine how big KD would feel and how Kyrie would feel?
Yeah.
You know, I just...
Be the ultimate troll job, that's for sure.
The big thing with the Wizards is this offseason, I still believe that DeMarcus Cousins is in play.
Absolutely.
If they offload...
Maybe even Kevin Durant.
I just don't believe he comes home. I keep saying this.
It's his retirement tour.
I could see him in Philadelphia.
Here's the thing with DeMarcus Cousins. Sure, go ahead and sign him, but that's not going to get you more than a first-round exit.
Well, we don't know that.
I think we do.
Because
I think here's the bottom line.
We don't know who we get in this draft.
We don't know. That doesn't matter. Unless you're a top three or top four, it doesn't
matter. Which we can. When we won the lottery, we had, what, like a 0.7% chance of winning the lottery, and then they gave it to us?
Speaking of the NBA draft, John Morant just declared for the NBA draft. Widely expected.
Didn't see that coming. And if any kids are listening, to this show that play sports, Ja Morant is a success story.
Yes.
He is proof that you don't need to be recognized early to be there. This man was a zero-star recruit. He is a sophomore right now, and nobody heard of him as a freshman.
Right, he's not even a freshman.
And now, in a year where the draft class was loaded at the top, he climbed into the top five,
maybe even top three. He's going to be top two.
He could be the number one overall pick if the right team gets it. If, like, Chicago gets that pick.
I don't think so.
But you got to think about what Chicago
has.
Someone
will trade for Zion.
Well, yeah. Yeah, somebody will.
He will be number two. I think the draft order, the top three for the NBA draft is clear. We don't know the teams, obviously. But for players, it's going to be Zion 1, Ja Morant 2, RJ Barrett 3.
Right.
I think that's pretty clear. And then when we get the four down, that's when the jumbling comes in the NBA draft. And it's not a good draft class. It's very top heavy this year. So
every draft class is a good one. All the kids are like 19 to 20 years old. you just got to remember, this is that
class is going to be pretty good. Next year's draft class is going to be pretty good. There's a lot of good players out there. James Wiseman, Cole Anthony, Vernon Carey.
Cole Anthony's cold. I like him. That's my guy right now.
There's a lot of good players coming out from that class. All right. The part we've been waiting for, and I know we discussed this last week. Washington Nationals. They are 1-3 to start the season. They lost 2 out of 3 at home to the Mets. Bryce Harper's return's the big story. And Bryce Harper scorched them.
Yep.
3 for 5. A homer. A double. A single. The Phillies beat Max Scherzer, who drops the 0-2. Trey Turner, broken finger, out an indefinite period of time. We have one who still believes in the Nats, and we have one who is completely off the train. 2 Washington Nationals fans. Should we have the one who believes in them go first, or the one who is off the train completely go first? We'll go the one who's off the train. Weston Graham, rant.
Oh, where do I begin? You know what? I'll begin with saying that the Washington Nationals have the worst ownership out of the three major D.C. sports teams. I'll put Daniel Snyder ahead of the Lerner Group.
Pretty bold right there.
You know, Snyder's never sold us consistent contention and then just didn't do anything with it. You know, the Nationals are clear that good is good enough. You had, in this franchise's history, I'm including the Montreal Expos, because it's part of the team's history. One playoff appearance in the first 42 seasons from 1969 to 2011. Eesh. One playoff appearance. Yikes. Since Bryce's call-up in 2012, in 7 seasons, 4 playoff appearances. You know, Lerner's, Rizzo, you need to show that man some gratitude.
Hey, they gave him the tribute. They gave him the video tribute to begin the game.
You know, he looked like when you were in high school and your girlfriend broke up with you. That's what he looked like for the first 5 innings of that game. Bryce Harper looked like he wasn't there mentally. He looked like, man, I made the wrong decision. And the immaturity of the Nationals fan base turned him into a Philadelphia Philly last night. He is now a Philly to the soul. Our fan base, you know what? No, not ours. I'm not a Nationals fan for the next 13 years. I'm off this train right now because this is disrespectful to me. You know, this was disrespectful to the fans. That was Mr. National. Ain't no Ryan Zimmerman. This guy with the same hole in his swing since he was a rookie. He's been in the league since, what, 2005, 2007? And the guy still can't hit down and away. You know, all you got to do is throw him a breaking ball down and away. If you're a righty, it sweeps off the plate, you know? If you're a lefty, it's kind of hard because it sweeps back into the plate. But he can't hit. The guy's terrible. He's making $19.5 million. We couldn't pay Bryce, right? And this guy's making $19.5 million, and he can't even throw the ball to second base. I mean, the Nationals are a joke. You see what the Phillies are doing with protection behind Bryce. When you look at what Bryce did in his MVP season, there was only one other player on the team that hit over 300, and we traded for him midseason. You look at what consistently was behind Bryce in D.C., and we never gave him any power. We never had a guy behind Bryce Harper that made the other team pay. You know, you can talk about the 340 Daniel Murphy, and, you know, you can say, well, Rendon, he hit 307 and whatnot. Rendon is one of the most inconsistent players I've ever watched. He's a phenomenal hitter, but mark my words, he will be traded by the deadline this year.
So that means the Nationals will be sellers.
No, the Nationals are in full-blown rebuild mode, and they knew that when they hired Martinez last year. I believe that they've been pulling the wool over every fan's eyes, and they've been disrespectful to this fan base, and they're going to find out this year what's going to happen. We're back down to the number one pick. You just wait for it.
Not the number one
pick. Wait for this to come about. This team has no offense. It really has terrible leadership. If our leaders are Max Scherzer and Ryan Zimmerman, we're in trouble. You mean we're not even
going to be the worst team in your division.
We have $70 million tied up in three pitchers, right? over the next two seasons. We got $70 million each season. That's $140 million for three pitchers over two seasons. What happens if two of them blow their arm out?
Well, Strasburg has a history of doing that. And,
yeah, we gave all that money to him.
And Patrick Corbin, by the way, is – I mean, he had a good start on Sunday, but – his spring training was brutal.
Well, we can't ever pay attention to spring training because you got to remember these guys are working on things. Even hitting, they're working on waiting and finding a pitch. You know, in spring training, spring training's numbers are skewed unless you're looking at the guys that are trying to get there, you know, are trying to fight from a minor league spot to a major league spot. A lot of times you'll see inflated ERAs and you'll see low batting averages, and it just doesn't look good in spring training because these guys aren't playing like they're playing every day up in the big leagues. They're sitting there and they're working on things that they know that they have to work on. But I'm heartbroken. I'm back, man. I should have never been this hard on the Yankees. I'm back to rooting for every team in the AL East not named Baltimore Orioles. You'll see me in a Red Sox hat, a Toronto hat, a Tampa Bay hat, and a Yankees hat.
That just don't make any sense to me.
Well, that's how I was before, man. I grew up a Yankees fan. You know, my father, when the Senators got taken away, his favorite team that wasn't the Senators was the Yankees. That's what all of his favorite players were on. And being from Washington, D.C., you have that rivalry with Baltimore where you can't support them. And so Baltimore's biggest rival back then was the Yankees. And so my father naturally gravitated toward them. So growing up from 1989 to 2005, I don't have a baseball team in D.C. I'm a Yankees fan. It, you know, it makes sense. As soon as we got a team.
But to say you're going to wear a Red Sox hat as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a national now. Man, I'm a national at the core. So I don't care who wins because one of these teams is going to be playing the Phillies in the World Series.
The Phillies are not making it to the World Series.
And if it's the Red Sox, I'll root for the Red Sox. If it's the Yankees, I'll root for the Yankees. I don't care.
All right, Weston's had his turn.
You've had your rant.
Let's go to the positive side of the room.
The
Ryan,
one thing.
Tell us why we should still be optimistic about the Nationals.
All right, well, before I get on the optimism train, I just wanted to agree with Weston on one thing, that
absolutely,
I'm not sold on Dave Martinez. I don't think they're going to win anything with him at the helm.
Worst manager in baseball.
I wouldn't go that far.
60-win manager with an 85-win roster. That's a fact.
I think the coaching carousel that has been the Nats' revolving door for the last, ever since their inception, it's like every 2 years they have a new manager at the helm. You can't have any consistency with that. I don't think they should have ever gotten rid of Dusty Baker. That was their man. And I think that's why Bryce left.
What do you think about Davey Johnson?
I miss Davey Johnson too.
Should we have got rid of him?
No, didn't he retire?
No, we let him go.
I thought he retired.
Yeah, he was old.
No, he retired because we let him go.
Well,
and then what do? We hire Matt Williams, a rookie manager that doesn't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
And
that's what they keep doing.
Figure it out on the fly.
Insanity. They're doing the same thing over and over again, and it's not working. When are they going to learn? But with that being said,
all right,
the Nationals still are the team to beat in the NL East.
Oh, let's do it. Why are they still the team to beat?
Yeah, they're the team to beat because they're going to constantly be getting beat. That's what it is.
I don't think the Nats will win their division, but I do believe they're going to make it to the wild card game at the end of the year, strictly because they have the best pitching staff in the majors.
Ooh.
Have you seen their bullpen?
Have you seen the Cleveland Indians starting rotation, by the way?
It's pretty dirty. Hey, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Mike Clevenger, is that my guy's name?
Yeah.
I love that dude, man. I was watching him when I sent you that message, and I was like, dude, Clevenger's dealing. I was watching him, and then I watched like something with him and Trevor Bauer, and it was like they went to a high school. That's my new favorite pitcher in baseball.
By the way, Clevenger's our number four starter.
Dude, he's nasty. I like that kid.
And doesn't that tell you something? We'll get to your Nationals in a moment. Doesn't that tell you something, how the Indians are 2-2 with that rotation? The disgraceful, pitiful offense that is the Cleveland Indians. Go ahead. I'll get to the Indians later. Go ahead, Ryan.
I think the Nats play superior defense, which I think the Phillies lack. I think their offense has a long way to come. You're not lying there. They're missing that middle of the order pop, and missing Trey Turner is going to hurt too.
Can I real quick say something? Our right fielder would have made that play at the wall, you know, that deep fly ball where he ran into the wall and dropped it. Our old right fielder, he would have made that play. And then that little pop-up that went over top of the second baseman and fell right in between, the little bloop that fell in between the right fielder and our second baseman. Our old right fielder would have made that play, too. And our old right fielder used to add pop to the middle of the lineup. He was a pretty good player. I don't know where he's at, but he was a good one.
Well, just so it turns out, he's on the arch nemesis.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The Phillies.
Is that where he went? Oh, man.
Continue, Ryan.
Anyway, we're going to see what kind of Nats team we have at the trade deadline. They could go either way. They could be buyers. They could be sellers. But one thing's for darn sure, they got way too much talent to waste to not be buyers at the deadline. We're looking at a team that's going to win 90 games. I'm calling it right now. I know they got off to a slow start. They're winning 90 games this year.
All right.
And you will see the Nats come postseason time.
I don't know if you want to bet like a case of Diet Mountain Dew or something on this, but I'll bet you that they don't even win 80 games.
Ooh.
Oof.
Case of Diet Mountain Dew involved.
Diet Dew.
I have more faith in the Washington Redskins getting to the Super Bowl before the Nationals make the playoffs.
That's
again.
Just your heart talking.
That's just crazy talk.
No, that's your heart talking. That's being realistic. We're acting like the Atlanta Braves aren't a great baseball team. We're acting like
they're
Phillies
my pick to win the division.
Aren't a great baseball team. And then we're acting like the Mets aren't a pretty darn good baseball team.
I've been on the – Ryan knows I've been on the Mets train. Choo-choo-choo.
All three of those
Mickey
teams –
Mickey Callaway's been there.
All three of those teams are head and shoulders above the Nationals right now. And it's
head
not even close. It's not even close. The Nationals have three decent pitchers. One of them only averages 24 starts a year.
Well, you have three decent. I mean, one of them's a top.
Max Scherzer has 2 years left. That's it.
Okay, he's still incredibly
right, but he's
awesome.
he's got 2 years left on his deal, and we're in rebuild mode. Hey, watch out. Max Scherzer is a name to watch at the trade deadline. And if he doesn't get dealt at the deadline, he might be at the winter meetings. He'll have 1 year left on his deal, and a contender's going to want that.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. If you think they're in full-blown rebuild mode, why didn't they trade Harper at the deadline last summer?
No, that was the right thing. That's the right thing. Don't trade him. That's the right thing to do. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, you lost him for nothing when you could have got
but because those Jagaloons wouldn't pay him what he was worth. He was worth $350 million, and the Phillies got a bargain at $330.
Well, I mean, if you knew they weren't going to pay him, why wouldn't you just trade him?
Well, those narcissists up in that front office and ownership, those guys thought that they were going to give him, they gave him 10 years, $300 million during the middle of the last game of the season, and then they don't talk to him until December, and when they finally meet up, Bryce is all excited. He's like, all right, they built on that last deal. They're probably going to give us like 310 over 11 over 10 years. Who knows? And they say, hey, man, we can give you 250 over 12. That's disrespectful. You might as well just said to him, hey, look, we don't want to re-sign you.
Yeah.
I mean, now we have this instant gratification that has to be placed on Juan Soto and Victor Robles. That is.
By the way, that's what I was about to say about the Nats. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, but I still think they can contend for a playoff spot. And I'll tell you why I think they can contend for a playoff spot. Yes, Harper's gone. Tremendous loss. That is not a debate. That outfield is still pretty darn good. Soto, I like. I know you're not Soto's biggest fan.
No, it's not that. I love these kids.
Robles has a potential. And Adam Eaton, Adam Eaton can play.
He's tied with Zimmerman as my least favorite National. Nothing against Adam Eaton. He's a fine player. It's just he's now occupying right field, and it is what it is.
Okay.
It is what it is. I'm sorry that it had to be him.
It would have been anyone who was in right field. I get it.
But like I said, this is the instant this is the instant gratification era.
Dozier can hit too, by the way.
And now we're asking for a 20 and 21 year old to lead a team.
Yan Gomes.
That's not right.
All star catcher.
They should be protected right now by Bryce Harper, these kids. They should have that stardom off of them right this second so they can actually develop and become
good players.
Well,
I don't think Robles has that stardom on him yet.
Oh, he does, man. I think he does.
He's saying ninth.
Right, well, yeah, but he's like the second leadoff guy because they're putting the pitcher in front of him so that like the leadoff hitter has a leadoff hitter in front of him. I think that's like, you know, Martinez doesn't know what he's doing, but at least that innovation right there, I kind of like. I'm like, that's not bad.
I hate it. I hate it.
And then I saw Defoe hitting second, and I was like, he's playing? Why is he hitting second? That completely, it's like putting a pitcher at second, you know what I mean? I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
And then Trey Turner, obviously.
Yeah, he broke his finger.
Broke his finger, Turner, in that spot.
RIP fantasy. I don't even know what's going on in that. Guys, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay. Neither do
I. I have no clue.
I'm new to this, too. It's crazy because I'm going to lose this week, which is rare for me. Not saying that. But, Trey Turner, obviously, huge loss for the Nats. That's gonna be the reason why I don't think they are a playoff team. I just – I'm not a Wilmer Defoe guy. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just not. And there's talks today. I know Weston's going to love this. They are in talks about signing Cliff Pennington to be a backup infielder for them. So
who?
You remember veteran Oakland A's, Angels? I'm sure you know who he is, but you're just
like
being 33, sarcastic.
34.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Can't hit worth half a lick, but neither can Defoe. Yeah, so.
Well, neither can like anybody on our team.
Oh, jeez.
It's the Nationals, man.
I thought you're not a Nats fan anymore. You're saying our team and all this.
Oh, he called you out there.
Man, it's going to take a while for me to get used to not saying it. I'm just not giving them any money. I will always represent because they got a W on their hat. You know, my name starts with a W, so, you know, I love it.
But they got some hitters though. Rendon,
they do.
Soto.
I'm telling you, Rendon will be gone. He's gonna be gone. They're not gonna. He's not worth 260. He's not worth 220. Okay, he's a fine player. I like Rendon. That money is reserved for a superstar that brings eyes to your team. The hottest thing in baseball right now is the Phillies. That's no secret, and it's
true.
For one reason and one reason only.
Yeah,
Gene Segura.
The coldest team, the coldest team in baseball right now is the Washington Nationals.
No, they're not.
They are.
Atlanta. Atlanta's pretty cool right now.
Atlanta's been on the road though the whole time, haven't they?
No, they returned home. I don't know if they beat the Cubs when they returned home, but
I think they lost.
Yeah,
I think they
lost. So they're still winless if that's the case.
Didn't they lose?
We will get our.
I think so.
Yeah, I think they did. Whatever. And the Indians are. I don't care what anyone says. The Indians are extremely cold right now because we can't hit for a lick.
How about the Orioles?
They're hot.
Give it up for the years. Supposed to be the worst team in baseball history.
4-1 right now.
How ironic. People were saying the Nationals were going to win the East, and the Orioles are sitting here starting out on fire. They're supposed to be the team that's going to get the number one overall pick. They're like a sure lock for it.
Well, they still probably are.
They're still going to lose 100 games.
I mean, yeah, we're in the first four games of a 162-game season. You know?
It's fun to create some drama.
It's just like last night watching Bryce amongst the National fans when I first walked in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Nationals fans, oh, yeah, he struck out. He's like, okay, you won the sprint. Wait for the marathon. By the end of the game, he was 3-for-5 with
that
single-handedly.
He crushed that home.
Single-handedly
that
won the game.
That flip.
He threw that at the Learners. He threw that at the Learners, Rizzo, that dugout. Man, that clubhouse, they didn't like Bryce. You know what that means? They should have got rid of some of those guys in that clubhouse.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
Number one overall pick. Rookie all-star, 19 years old, 22-year-old MVP. All of the most talked about prospects since Alex Rodriguez, and was able to carry the burden on his shoulders from 19 to 25. Single-handedly filled the stadium. Single-handedly made that team relevant. I'd say one out of every two households has a Bryce Harper jersey in it that is a Nationals household. That guy's jersey, if his sales have been declining in baseball jerseys, it's probably because everybody already had one. You know, you don't buy a second. There's no point. It's not like they changed up the uniforms or anything to where you had to.
Yeah. And I'm going to take this moment, by the way. We talked about the Nats. I'm going to call it the Nationals fan base as well. I'm going to tell you why. It's not for the reasons you stated. The Phillies fans outnumbered the Nats fans that game. That's a disgrace. That is a disgrace. You are – this is the Bryce Harper's return, and you guys don't even show out. The Philly – credit Philadelphia, by the way, Phillies fans. Bravo. Job done for showing out and showing up. But the Nationals fans, where are you? Where are you guys?
They're hiding under a rock, all 10 of us.
There are no Nationals fans.
Right.
Come on, man. There's got to be at least 40,000 to fill up the stadium.
Nah, man. The Learners, they just reverted this team to the old. This is the real Nationals. Welcome back to
2011. So you honestly think they're going to finish in last place?
No, second to last. Miami is okay. In the division. Miami's horrible.
Okay.
Miami's going to win 65.
And how many are the Nats going
to
win?
I say 74 to 76.
74 to 76. And Ryan has them at 90. I'm going to say I have them at 79.
So one more win than last year, right?
Won 82 and 80 last year.
84 and 80, that's what it was.
82 and 80. Yep, he's right.
82. Okay. Yeah, I believe they fall below 500. They lost their offense, and the manager is the worst in baseball.
He's not the worst manager.
He's the worst. You find me a worst manager.
He's not the worst manager.
He had the third highest payroll last year and couldn't even contend for the wild card.
Come on,
let alone the division. He's the worst manager in baseball. He has no clue what he's doing. He has no idea what he's doing.
Oh boy, come on, man. There's a worse manager out there.
You find him for me.
Let me think. Scott Service is a pretty good candidate.
I don't even know who that is.
Longtime Mariner manager now. Anyway, good for the Nats. Weston, we didn't get your predictions for the baseball season Ryan and I did. So Ryan and I, we can just restate the division winners I think we had if we remember them. But Weston, NL East, obviously, I'm guessing you had the Phillies.
You know, but if we would have talked last week, I'd have said Braves.
You would have said Braves?
Okay. I would have said Braves, but I will go to Phillies.
Okay.
Because I wasn't really aware of how good the Phillies lineup was. Who's this number 7 kid that we wouldn't pitch to last night?
Cesar Hernandez. He's a beast.
He's like some new kid or something?
Ryan can attest to this. Last week on the show, I was talking about how I think he should have been the leadoff hitter and not Andrew McCutchen. I think it should have been Cesar Hernandez.
I was talking to some fans last night because, I was cordial with all the Philly fans. I was wearing a Harper jersey. I had no Nationals hat on. You know, I wasn't rooting against the Nationals. I was rooting for them the whole time. It's just I'm a realist and I understand what's happening. Yeah, I don't see it through the homer lens that a lot of people see it through. You know, it's something that I can't say that I didn't do a long time ago. I was younger. I used to think that no matter what, my teams were going to make the playoffs. And as I've gotten older, I realize, I'll say, like, yes, the Redskins are a playoff football team right now as of April 3rd, 2019. And I can say that with confidence. And I say that without being a homer bias. You know what I mean?
Do you actually believe that?
I actually believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that. And I'll tell you something right now.
NFL in a moment. I would trade your baseball predictions.
You know, I will save that. Once we get to the NFL, I'll save what I was going to say
right
now.
All right, let's finish your baseball predictions. NL Central, who do you have?
I have the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh, Cincinnati in the building.
And if the Reds don't make it, I will pick the Brewers and the Reds as a wild card. I think the wild card, both of them.
We will get to your wild card in a moment.
All right.
Reds, NL West.
NL West. I'm gonna go with LA. Just because
we both picked the Dodgers. We both picked the Dodgers. He had the Braves and the Cubs. I had the Braves and the Cubs as well. NL Wild Cards, he had the Rockies and the Nationals. I had the Phillies and the Cardinals, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a really good number.
The wild card, I'm gonna give it to either it's gonna be I can't like just pick one because I'm on the fence. The Central is such a weird division that I believe three teams make the playoffs from it because it's just a
three from the NL Central.
I just think it's a division where the lower side of the division kind of always gets beat up.
All right,
you know.
So which two teams? So you got the Reds winning it, and
so I think it's gonna be between the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Brewers, and those three finish up in three spots in the playoffs.
So no Cubs.
You know, man, I'm off the Cubs hype train. I think the Cubs have taken a step back. I think it's time for them to retool.
If I'm not mistaken, that was your World Series prediction coming out of the NL, losing in the World Series. So.
Oh no! My World Series. Let's get to the American League.
American League. We had Ryan had the Red Sox. I had the Yankees.
I got New York.
You had the Yankees. All right. AL Central. Ryan had the Indians. I had the Twins.
Oh, man. No, I know the teams. it's like part of me wants to say Detroit, but I'm not going to say that.
No, please don't.
part of me wants to even say the White Sox, but I'm not going to say that. You know what? Just for you, I'll go ahead and go with Detroit just for you.
Thanks.
Just for you.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
Just so we have some differing guys.
That's not
going
to happen. I can guarantee you that's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. Absolutely not.
All right.
AL West. Astros.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's team, the Angels, because everybody thinks he's better than Harper, but that guy doesn't know what the playoffs are. He's allergic to the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not going to say the Angels. Let's go with the Houston Astros.
All right, AL Wild Cards.
It's going to be the Boston Red Sox, and I'll go Cleveland.
All right. I had Red Sox and Tampa Bay. I think he had Yankees and Tampa Bay as well. So Ryan and I both have three coming out the AL East.
Okay.
World Series pick. Ryan had Red Sox over Cubs. I have Dodgers over the Yankees.
I have the New York Yankees over the Philadelphia Phillies.
All right. There we go. That is our baseball.
And in the playoffs, Bryce Harper, he does his best impersonation of Alex Rodriguez.
All right. I like it. Like it a lot. Let's get to some quick NFL talk before we wrap up the show. And we'll start with – I want to start with the Browns. Odell got introduced with Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Myles Garrett. I think anything less than 10 wins would be a disappointment with the Browns. They're sending a chip on their shoulder now.
Anything less than winning the division at this point would be a disappointment.
I would say making the playoffs would be all right.
There's two other really good teams in the division.
Yeah.
And not in the fact that they have great players on them, but their teams.
Right.
You know, they're well coached.
Exactly.
They always play for each other. And
Cincinnati's no slouch. I don't think Cincinnati's
Cincinnati's back to 1998 to 2006. Cincinnati's back to like the Achilles Smith days. they're back. Cincinnati's who they were.
I think they can be all right. They can be like a 6-win team.
That's all right.
Well, that's solid.
For
that's
them,
not a slouch. That's not a slouch.
I see him going
my prediction. I mean, we're not getting into predictions yet. That's a 3-13 team. They're going to have the number one overall pick and get a quarterback. Watch. That is the team right there.
All right.
That's going to be the worst team in football.
So I think the Browns. I think personally, I'm excited to see what they do. Anything less than a playoff appearance, obviously, would be a major disappointment. I think. And here's my prediction with the Browns. I think they will have the best offense in football next year. I really do. It's the defense I'm worried about. I think they have the best. I think they will be better than the Chiefs. I think they will be better than the Saints on the offensive side of the ball.
Wow. I think their defense isn't anything to, like, scoff at. They have a pretty decent defense.
They got a good front seven.
Right. They need some secondary help.
You got rid of Jabril, and I'm really high on Jabril.
Yeah.
Personally, I've always thought he's been played out of position.
Yeah.
They've always put him deep. He's been 15 to 17 yards off the line of scrimmage as a deep in-hole safety. And that's not who he is.
Yeah,
he's
our secondary right now, minus Denzel Ward and Demaryius Randle, is pretty bad. It's pretty bad right now.
Yeah, because Breann Buddy Calhoun, he left.
Yep, we non-tendered him.
I liked him, man.
I thought he was a solid corner, too.
He's
I liked
a chippy
him.
Inside corner.
Right, I liked him a lot, too. Delaware guy. Good luck in Houston for Breann Buddy Calhoun. And then we want to get into the Redskins and their draft quarterback. Are they going to take a quarterback in this draft? There have been lots of rumors.
But not in the first round.
Oh, this is my thing. This is what I was going to talk about. If I was them, I would trade the compensatory pick for Kirk Cousins. And I would trade somebody maybe like Mason Foster. And maybe a second conditional pick based on value for Josh Rosen. And if you don't believe me, you got to go watch this film. You can even watch the Bad Place film. But if he got a chance to sit behind Case Keenum and Jay Gruden had an opportunity.
Wait, but why you say trade the compensatory pick for Kirk?
The Kirk Cousins compensatory pick?
You're talking about that. Okay,
yeah,
trade that third round pick. My fault.
Our second third rounder. You know, kind of as like poetic justice.
And a second rounder?
No. I'd say a secondary pick where it's based on performance.
So best case scenario would be like a first, worst
No, I wouldn't go as high as a first. I'd probably say a second, worst case scenario, a fourth.
Do you think they'd do that?
I think it's possible. Man,
I don't think they do that.
I think it's really, really
possible. I'm not a Josh Rosen fan at all. Well, I don't think they do that.
I had him just underneath Baker Mayfield last year.
Yeah, I actually had him just underneath Baker, too. Those were my two worst quarterbacks.
Oh, see, those were my two top quarterbacks in last year's draft. See, I think that there's guys available. Like, my favorite quarterback in this draft is Gardner Minshew. Hands down, to me, he is the guy of this draft.
What school?
Washington State.
Okay. Yeah, right.
You know, he's got a swagger to him. He really reminds me of Baker. He's like a poor man's Baker Mayfield. You know, the dude he's got like this moxie and swagger to him that other guys really don't have. My man's got some big paws on him at 10 and a quarter or 10 and an eighth inch hands. Biggest hands out of anybody in this draft class.
Yeah.
Right? He, you know, the 27-26-60 rule, 27 starts, 26 on the Wonderlic, and 60% completion percentage over in college. I think they need to add 10 inch hands to that list, but he meets all those requirements. The kids, I think that he is a difference maker in the league, and he's going to be a 5th, 6th round pick. Why not trade for Rosen? Draft him in the 5th or 6th round. Man, go in there and let Jay develop some young guys.
All right, Ryan, let's get a voice of reason in here, because I don't think Josh Rosen's going without a 1st round pick being involved.
I agree.
And you say they are not taking a quarterback in the 1st round. I would disagree with that. Why do you say they're not going to take a quarterback in the 1st round and the 2nd round?
Reason that Weston said, because there's so much talent that'll be available later in the draft class. I wouldn't be surprised if they use a compensatory pick to get a Minshew. But I can see Minshew going maybe with the last pick to the Patriots, because they know how to scout talent.
I think they're going to get Daniel Jones.
Really?
I think that they're going to walk away with – you know what? I thought this last night.
I don't think Daniel Jones will be there.
We better watch out, because Josh Rosen might be a Patriot.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too. I'm not a big Josh Rosen guy, so I wouldn't mind that.
Man, I'm telling you, he's got that. He's got the talent. His arm, he reminds me of Jay Cutler, but he doesn't remind me of him upstairs. Well, actually, he kind of does remind me of him upstairs, meaning he needs to sit on the bench and he needs to learn a little bit. You know, he was thrown into that lineup last year, the worst offensive line in football.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins address their pass rushing need with the 15th pick, or even get a wide receiver. But they're not going to go quarterback, because for now, temporarily, that position is filled.
I think this is the bottom line, though. If a Dwayne Haskins is there, and I know you are not a big Dwayne Haskins fan.
He's a second round pick.
I think Dwayne Haskins, if he's there at 15, you have to take him, because he's going to be great.
Go put on his game film, and then I want you to watch these three quarterbacks.
Oh, I've watched every game of Dwayne Haskins.
I want you to go watch E.J. Manuel in college.
Oh, he's not E.J.
I want you to go watch Blake Bortles in college.
Oh, come on.
And I want you to go watch Jamarcus Russell in college.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to see the same exact quarterback over and over and over again, and you're going to sit there and go, is he just a backup? Is this another Cardale Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, if you tell me,
I never was a Cardale Jones fan. As a first round.
I just want to know the Ohio State quarterback that's ever been good in the NFL.
It hasn't happened. Dwayne Haskins hopefully will be the first, and I think he can be the first.
Here's the deal.
I could see that,
and that'd be a great pick for them. The bottom line is this: I don't really judge it based off the school's history. I don't think that's fair to the prospect.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that.
Like we had our old co-host, Matt Trudell, automatically just got rid of Sam Darnold because he's a USC guy. And that's not right.
I mean, Sam.
I think Sam Darnold, Ryan knows, Sam Darnold fan club.
All right, Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, big Sam Darnold guy here. But the bottom line is this. I think they're going to end up with Drew Lock.
I'm not a big Drew Lock fan. I can't wait to watch him drop the ball on the turf like 13, 14 times a season.
I like that. Baby hands.
Yeah, baby hands. We've seen this before. He's got smaller hands than I do. I'm 5'6".
Quick thoughts on...
Come on, my guy. He's another one. There is two first-round quarterbacks in this draft class. There's a mid to late first rounder in Kyler Murray, they'll go first overall, and there's a late first rounder to early second rounder in Will Greer that will get picked at the end of the first round, and I believe that 2 second rounders will fall in between there, and maybe even a third rounder will fall in that list.
I'd be happy with a Will Greer pick at 15.
No, I think he doesn't get picked until 26, 27.
He could be Mr. Patriot, too.
I believe that we could trade back.
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of the cards, because the top five guys to me at 15 are Devin White. That's at the top of our board. If we could put the best LSU inside linebacker next to the best Alabama inside linebacker.
I'd be stunned if he's there at 15.
Would I. Greedy Williams. Again, I'd be surprised if a 6'3 cover corner that has great tape and good numbers at the combine will be there. Devin Bush.
He could be there.
I think that he's going to be a solid player.
You think it?
Deontay Thompson.
What about DK Metcalf?
I can't figure him out yet. He's going to be great when he's on the field. I just don't think he's going to be on the field enough. You know, and the last guy I'd put in that list is Jonah Williams. Those are the five guys that we should want as Redskins fans. We should want Jonah as a left guard.
I don't think Jonah will be there either.
I don't think he will. I think those five guys, there's a chance all five of them are taken, and if they are,
they'll trade back.
You trade back. But to me, those are the five guys. It's the free safety hole, because Deontay Thompson might still be there if you trade back. You know, if he's still on the board at 15, they might be able to trade back to 18, 23, and get him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get to pair a Bama safety next to a Bama safety, and I guess we can run a Bama defense. Washington Roleskins, baby. Roleskins. You know, I like the Redskins picks, but quarterback is not one of them.
Yeah. They're going to pick a quarterback in the third round.
You think so?
Yeah, with the compensatory pick.
See, I love the guys I love in this draft are like, if you want development, if we want a guy that could be the best, Tyree Jackson. You know, Jay Gruden, grooming Tyree Jackson, all the talent in the world. Let him sit on the bench for a year or two.
This is Jay Gruden's proven year. If the Redskins don't make the playoffs, he's gone.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see for sure. Quick thoughts before we leave on the AAF shutting down.
Not surprised.
The XFL will survive.
Yeah.
The XFL will survive. That you took the words literally right out of my mouth. Vince McMahon is coming, and I'm excited for the XFL.
I feel so bad, though. I liked the AAF while it was running.
It was cool.
It was a good league. And those players are going to be – there's going to be some players that showed that will be signed by NFL teams.
Hey, I like the premise of the AAF. It's supposed to be a developmental league. It's just they
can't get the money.
The licensing or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Gilbert – was
Garrett Gilbert? Yeah,
he's a good candidate for the Redskins. He's a good guy to be signed. Right now, we have one quarterback on the roster.
Right.
You know,
I think Garrett Gilbert will get a job. I really do.
He will. He's looked good. He's looked solid.
I think he will get a job for sure. All right. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. I am Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Ryan Record,
Weston Graham.
And until next time, peace. Stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.